This goes to Troy Novak, N-O-V-A-K-P-A-C, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Harold Mogenberg, M-O-E-G-G-E-N-B-O-R-G, date of birth 11/15/1946. Dear Mr. Novak, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Mogenberg with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and benign prostatic hypertrophy. His last visit was October 17th of 2023. His weight is unchanged, and he has been feeling well since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He feels as if he's emptying his bladder very well. Fulmax is working well. He just makes sure that he takes enough time to empty the bladder and does not hurry to get up. That will cause dribbling and leakage. So if he sits and allows enough time to empty the bladder, it feels as if it fully empties. He has minimal nocturia, only about two times per night at max. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema, no chest pain or palpitations. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. In addition to the Flomax, I want to highlight Zestoretic 20/12.5 once a day, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 167 pounds, pulse 67, blood pressure 123 over 82. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 23rd, 2024. Creatinine is 1.77. It's slightly better than the previous level of 1.88. Estimated GFR is 39. Albumin 4.3. Calcium 9.5. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.1. Hemoglobin 13.9 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. No uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, benign prostatic hypertrophy managed with the low-dose Flomax. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.